I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Number one.
Miss any part of the show?
Every moment of every show is available in podcast form.
By searching Hanson Scotty on your favorite podcasting platform or online at kslsports.com. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hey, if you haven't been paying attention to this team, you should. 18-2, top 10 nationally ranked, coming off a really fun, impressive victory over UCLA at the Huntsman Center. University of Utah women's basketball team has a road trip coming up. They'll be at Oregon State and then Oregon coming up again this Friday and Sunday. And Alyssa Peely, kind enough to join us after a really emotional come-from-behind victory against UCLA. Alyssa, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us. All right, so let's talk a little bit about that UCLA game. I know a bunch of people have already bugged you about it, but you hit the big three, you hit the layup as well. Talk about trying to stay cool and calm during, you know, especially on that three where everything seems to be hurried coming off the turnover. How do you stay calm and collected during those kind of situations?
I think it's just the type of person and player I am. And like in those situations, nothing changes. I think good things come out of just being cool, calm, and collected and just going out there and letting the game come to me. I think it's everything just worked out in my favor. And yeah, like if I'm rushed or stressed, making decisions under stress, then, you know, nothing comes good out of that. So I try to stay as cool as I can out there.
You've won games hitting a big three. You've won games, you know, obviously with that layup. You've won games from the free throw line as well. What's the most stressful to do?
Well, I think the free throws are
that's what I would say.
Nerve-wracking, just because, you know, nobody's guarding you. Everybody's watching, and you know the game's on the line. But honestly, in that moment, I didn't really think of it that way. I kind of just knew I could win the game there, and I just went out there and did it.
Does that come from just sheer repetition? You know, hours and hours of shooting free throws in the gym all by yourself?
Yes, I was definitely confident just because I've been there before, and you know, I do it every day. So it was just another two free throws I just had to make.
So let's back up a little bit. You according to a few things I've read, you really captured a love of sports playing football, right?
Yeah, that was my first love.
Is that because the brothers were doing it, or where did that love for football come from?
Yeah, my older brother played football, and then my dad was the coach for a little while. So just being around it a lot, I think I just kind of grew to enjoy it. And once I got to third grade, I think I told my dad I wanted to play, and he let me. And yeah, I mean, it was just fun for me, especially being coached by my dad and playing with my brother. So
when you go to your dad and say, I want to play football, that's not, you know, a heavily, you know, female dominated sport. So what was his thoughts when his daughter comes up and says, Dad, I want to line up and knock some heads?
I think he was fired up about it just because, you know, it just kind of showed my toughness at an early age and just like how much of a competitor I was. So, yeah, I think he was happy about that.
Did you the physicality of playing football, is that translated in your ability to play basketball?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's helped me just kind of be the strong player that I am and just kind of helped me with body control a little bit. And, you know, just playing football for that long, yeah, I think it helped with my strength a lot.
You had some individual success at USC. That's you grew up in Alaska, correct? And then went to USC. When you hit the transfer portal, what were you looking for and what did the Utes offer that really made you say, this is where I want to finish my college career?
The first thing, or the biggest thing for me was just being somewhere where I'd be happy, not only on the court, but off of it, and just somewhere where I knew I could thrive and just had a good support system, people who could support me in the ways I needed to. And, you know, Utah had all of that. And on top of that, just a great team coming back, a great culture, and it was just something I really wanted to be a part of.
When you come in and you're new to the team, but you're also leading the team in scoring, that's got to be an interesting transition, and you have to have teammates that really embrace you and your ability. It seems like that's gone off fairly seamlessly there at Utah.
Yeah. You know, I came in with the attitude of just having kind of a fresh start and, you know, just working on things individually to help the team in the best way I could. And I think I just came in and did that. This team and the coaches really made it really easy for me to fit in and just pretty much thrive right when I got here. So my teammates are super supportive of me and my coaches as well. And, you know, I just couldn't ask for anything more.
Alyssa Peely from the Utah women's basketball team joining us, 18-2 on the season. And looking to continue this hot streak in Pac-12 play, Oregon State and Oregon coming up this weekend. But Alyssa, when you start settling in with this team, when did you get the sense? I mean, it sounds like you knew they were going to be pretty good, but when did you get the sense that you guys had the potential to be pretty special?
Honestly, when we started summer workouts and, you know, I kind of just got a feel for the team playing with the rest of the girls. I just, right then and there, I just felt like we have all the potential in the world and sky's the limit for this team.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Knowing how the Pac-12 is and playing Pac-12 games already, did that help kind of settle you a little bit? Because there really wasn't anything too overly surprising because you knew this conference inside and out.
Yeah. I mean, this conference is really tough. You know, every team is just really good, has a bunch of great players and are coached by the best coaches. And I think our having such a great preseason coming into conference, I mean, we just kind of did well right away. And so I think that was just kind of a statement made and for not only for others, but for ourselves and just seeing how well we fit in like with competition in the Pac-12. And I think that just kind of boosted our confidence that much more just to know that, you know, we're kind of at the top in the Pac-12 amongst a lot of great teams.
How weird was it a couple of weeks ago when you played, actually last week, when you played USC?
It was interesting, but, you know, I kind of looked at it as any other game, you know, just going into there to win and do as best I can. So it was cool seeing some familiar faces and, you know, playing against some of my old teammates. So, yeah, that was really fun.
Heard nothing but incredible things about Lynn Roberts. What is she like as a coach, and what makes her such a great head coach that has allowed this team to have success?
Yeah, I've said this a lot, but I think just the balance she has for her relationships with players, like on the court and off the court, she knows everybody very well and personally, I think, and she cares about us, and, you know, she's like, she's like our mom away from home. So, you know, she's just been great. And she really values the relationship part of knowing her players and, you know, kind of just giving us what we need to succeed. And I think she's just done such a great job with that for each and every one of us. And yeah, that's a huge reason, on top of she's a very smart coach and she knows the game really well. Just a big reason why we're so successful with her.
So you're coming down the home stretch, final third of the season. You got the road trip coming up, the Oregon road swing coming up this weekend. But what do you guys need to do to make sure that you continue this hot streak going into the Pac-12 tournament?
I think we just need to stay sharp. And, you know, it's kind of deep into the season. So just staying together and showing our mental toughness, I think that will help us a lot moving forward.
Where does that toughness come from? Is that something you were born with? I mean, is it not just the physical toughness, which we talked about with football, but the mental toughness? Does that come from mom and dad, or where did you develop that?
Oh, yeah. I was raised a lot differently than a lot of kids that I was around. And, you know, things were pretty strict. And my dad didn't play around. So, you know, that mental toughness piece was definitely from my parents and just the way they brought us up. And especially like playing sports a lot when I was younger, that had a play in it too. And yeah, I think just coming from a family who just really cares about us succeeding. Like my dad, he pushed us very hard, and you know, I would not be here today without him. And everything is done. I may not have liked it at the time, but you know, I'm very grateful for how he raised us and just everything he's done for me.
I was going to say that there's a lot of kids out there that they, you know, they're like, my dad is the worst. He's so tough on me. This stinks. But, and this is hopefully you talking to my kids who say that about me. In the long run, that's good for you, right?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Looking back, I wouldn't have had it any other way.
I love it. Alyssa, hey, keep it rolling. Congratulations. This is a fun conversation. We look forward to seeing all the successes from you and the team going down the line.
Thank you.
You got it. Alyssa Peely. Fun conversation. Hey, averaging 21 points a game in Pac-12 play, 20 on the season. Utes are 18-2, top 10 nationally ranked, and cruising right now.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.